Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit GoldenOakLending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Give me something that that knocked your socks off right away. There was a line that he said probably just about, about 10 minutes ago. He said, trading up for a veteran. I thought that was interesting when he said that because I was like, huh. I didn't expect him to say that.
Well, they've done that in the past where they've used those draft picks to bring in miscellaneous veterans. And, we were talking about a little bit off, but like Amari Cooper wasn't on draft day per se, but that was a draft pick that they used. Jerry Jeudy, same exact idea. Again, not on draft day, but some of these guys who didn't totally fit in their previous spot, but the Browns saw something that they could bring in and help along the way. And exploit is the wrong word to do it, but so, accentuate
but
is probably the right
word. But he said that, immediately went to my mind on Kirk Cousins. That's why, I feel like they're going into this where they want to be with the situation they have at quarterback right now, especially after picking up Flacco last week. So I feel like they're calm with what they want to do going into this thing, and they're just going to draft another quarterback, and that's said and done. Like I kind of feel like the Cousins deal is not going to happen at this point. But then he kind of was like, we could trade up for a veteran.
Daryl and I we had D. Orlando Ledbetter on from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and he was outstanding. It was great to talk to him. But he basically, we brought up the Kirk Cousins thing to him, and he goes, we've sat down to try to figure this trade out. We can't figure it out. We can't figure out how to make this work in a way that's functional for both teams to operate under the cap. So the minute he said that, I was like, okay, Cousins is off the board. And then Flacco just further hammered that home, where it's like, okay, Cousins is completely off the board. We can ditch that idea. And so I didn't...
Until they could figure out a way to do it after the draft. Like, and I don't even know if it's got to happen during the draft or after the... If it happens during the draft, it's something that they have definitely talked about. And if I were the Browns, that Atlanta would have come way back on what they want for Kirk Cousins to try to pull that off. That's why.
The problem is the dead cap hits and all that kind of stuff. All the nerd stuff that people don't usually pay attention to, that's what's holding this up. That's the reason why they can't do it. The minute that $10 million bonus hit, what was that, the first week of free agency? That $10 million bonus hit for Cousins, it basically nixed the trade. Like, there's no way that the Browns can do it with the cap hits that would take place and the Falcons can do it with the cap hits that would take place that makes sense for both sides. Like, that basically ripped that whole thing in half and threw it out. Or so D. Orlando Ledbetter explained to us.
Okay.
So, I kind of thought, and especially the Flacco part, threw that out the window. Now, the Jerry Jeudy trade is the interesting one. The Troy Hill trade that he brought up, I forgot that they brought in Troy Hill around draft day. The former cornerback who I think went to high school in this area too.
But there's a difference between around draft day and draft day. You know what that's what I'm saying. Like, is there a veteran out there that somebody wants to trade for one of our picks? Is that what where he was when he was talking about that around 10:35? I was like, huh. I wonder if there's a veteran they want that. And then does that not necessarily play with the number two pick, but does that play with the pick that's a little bit later in the draft?
I think the pick that's a little later. I mean, they've got. How many third rounders they have? I think they got two or three.
Five, what are they, five in the top 104?
Yeah. So I think that's where those third rounders come in. Because those third rounders have always been the ones that they've used to bring in those vets. The Elijah Moore one is the different one, where that was a second rounder and they got Elijah Moore at a third. So they essentially moved down a round to get Elijah Moore. They're not afraid to look at these rosters and say, this guy isn't being used right, we can use him right. I think that has been one of the most fascinating things with this team, is the way that they have looked at other guys on other rosters and have said,
well, that's Kenny Pickett,
we need to use
right?
this
isn't
guy.
Isn't that Kenny Pickett?
Well, and
isn't that's why
that's what
when I hear
when
Mary Kay talk
too.
About having confidence in him, thinking that he could be the starting quarterback to begin the season, that's where that comes from, that they think that other teams made mistakes or that they put guys. And by the way, I don't disagree with the Broncos. I think – excuse me. Sorry, there are other teams that do make mistakes all the time because – and like Joe Flacco said on the morning show, they try to throw these guys out too early.
Right.
And that they're not ready, they're not prepared, and now you're trying to make someone go from high school diploma to doctorate in, you know, 3 weeks. It doesn't work that way.
Agreed.
I thought what – and I know we'll play it a little bit later, but I thought Joe was dead on right that we try to force – these quarterbacks out of college way too quick onto the field in the NFL because we want the instant return because, and I'm not saying that's the case here, but I've heard it before with other owners that they're like, well, we drafted this guy number one overall. We drafted him in the top five. Why am I not watching him on the field? I've heard that, and I'm not saying that's the Haslam saying that. I'm saying I've heard that other times before.
Well, but that will come from ownership too. Like, and that's not just a Haslam thing. That's an ownership thing around the league.
Right.
Is the biggest fan of these teams is the owner.
Why am I paying this guy?
Exactly.
That's the whole thing.
That's the thing. The biggest fan of these teams is, I mean, goodness, how many Browns Therapy Mondays have you done where we've got 12 full phone lines of people going, bring in the backup? Like the most popular,
every week for 13 years.
Right. The most popular quarterbacks in Cleveland at any given time are Bernie Kosar, the backup quarterback, and the Ohio State quarterback.
True.
Like, that's the way that this always goes. And you don't even, outside of Bernie, everybody else falls under those buckets. The thing I thought was so fascinating was the fact that he did say in that press conference, Andrew Berry, that is, that there's more physical ability in Kenny Pickett than what he's shown. That they think that. I thought that was really interesting.
That, well, to me, that sounds like they feel like he's had bad coaching between
right.
Pittsburgh
and we've North all Carolina. Trashed Matt Canada until the end of time. Now, I'm not going to trash Philly because they... you know, think they've done a really nice job, but I wonder if they've, you know, Sirianni and that whole group has catered that offense, and Kellen Moore and everybody else who's walked through that door has catered that offense so much to Jalen Hurts that maybe Barry is saying if we cater an offense to Kenny Pickett that doesn't look like the Matt Canada pop gun offense that we saw, maybe there's something here that we can work with. The biggest thing that came out of this, man, there are no signs of desperation out of that dude.
No, he did not sound like he's
there are
desperate.
No signs
and
of desperation.
Also, that they feel like they're not going to be pressured to pick somebody at any point during the draft just because they feel like there's pressure to take somebody. That's just not there.
Right.
He did sound pretty cool for a guy that's a week away from the draft.
Sounded.
But then again, that's his job, isn't it? And he's always been that way. I mean, Andrew always sounds confident in what he's saying and respectful to come back to the guy. Well, you know, like a line like, you know, Joe just fits the system. We have excitement. You know, somebody had asked him that same question. But then he backs it up with statements like, not all positions are created equal. So there are some things he said that you're like, okay, I get it. I understand it. Other things, he's not going to give you the information.
Oh, gosh. No.
And also, I mean, right out of the gate, he's just like, well, you know, you can't assume that Cam Ward's going to be number one. Although we have game plans to tell us that he's number one, but, you know, we've got to be prepared that what if he doesn't go number one? What if somebody trades up that they want to jump ahead of the Browns because they think they know they want Travis Hunter and they want to go ahead of the Browns and maybe somebody thinks the Browns aren't going to take Cam Ward if he was sitting there at number two? I mean, there are all these weird things that we get into. It's more psychological than anything. And you know when you realize it? After you look at the draft board after day one, you're like, ah, we really overthought that.
Right.
Every year I do that. That we really overthought that. Or the opposite is, oh, man, these guys have to believe they're the smartest ones in the room. That's why they did this. That's why they traded out. That's why they did this. They did that. And you're like, oh, they have to be, oh, got to be the smartest guys in the room.
Yeah, that's the only time that that happens is, A, when you trade out of a pick and all the hype lets the air out of the balloon. And then people start complaining. And that's what you hear with the complaints. Always, oh, the smartest guy in the room, you got to trade down, get more picks. You know,
yeah.
You always end up with that. Or the other one that you run into that with is one of these guys is going to pop. We know this. In fact, 3 to 5 of these guys that are going to be taken in the first 3 rounds of this draft are going to pop out of nowhere. And everybody's going to have revisionist history. Because there's two sides to every single draft pick, which is we think this guy is going to be good, and we are willing to be wrong that these other guys are not going to be as good as this guy. That's the part of this that's so fascinating for general managers, is the second part of that. We are good with the idea that the guys that we don't pick are not going to be as good, and we are willing to be wrong.
All right, your reaction when we come back. You had a chance to listen to Andrew Berry for an hour there. You know the number. It's simple. It's easy. 216-474-0092. Give us a buzz. You can always hit us on social media at CLE Talking Heads. So your reaction. Also, we're going to get into what Joe Flacco had to say earlier on the morning show. I had some bold statements. I thought he said some great stuff this morning that will definitely make you smarter after you hear what he had to say. It's Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.